She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. What a beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is. It seems like everywhere I turn, Heather Baker is talking or emceeing or out on a stage. Am I wrong in that perception? Does it seem like everywhere I look, you've been doing that the last few weeks?
Well, it's definitely nonprofit season. I am so honored in being able to do what I do, but we just bypassed $3 million in giving back to nonprofits through AY Media Group.
Wow.
So we are so honored to do that. And yeah, this week we've got Cupcakes for Goodness Sake Saturday that I'll be at. Monday we have the Delta Diamond Chef there at Saracen with Todd Gold. It's going to be returning champion Chef Payne going up for his award. Thursday I'll be at Junior Achievement, the Hall of Fame luncheon, and I'll be giving the Experian Awards with your own Hope Fort with David Ford as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a jam packed weekend. But yeah, I woke up to a very nice article and honored about being 30 years, David and Roger. I've been doing this for 30 years. I started when I was 12, guys. Don't get it wrong.
Nice.
I am
so
young.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I saw that one of your introductions the other day, they were talking about you've been in the marketing advertising game for 30 years, and that's and being a woman, too, it's not the easiest thing. And things have changed a little bit, I think, from when you first got started. But, yeah, that's pretty impressive. When you get over to me, I've always said the 20-year mark is impressive. When you get past that to 25 or 30, even more impressive. So congratulations there. Piggy?
Thank you. It definitely changed, and especially starting out in the automotive world. When you want to talk about a Me Too moment, I definitely overcame some crazy things in the industry, but I love it. I love Arkansas. We love being so pro-business and featuring credible teams like The Buzz. Everybody on The Buzz and your whole team has been featured in our, in our products, but just really showcasing the incredible state that we live in. Yeah.
What do we need to know about this weekend besides Oakland, Heather?
Well, my first and biggest thing is when you say the word cake or cupcakes, I'm in. But Cupcakes for Goodness Sake is for CareLink. And CareLink is trying to help seniors stay in their homes as long as possible. That all the resources, because, I mean, can you imagine, just like your mom, David, like she gets to stay in her own house, use her own stuff. Like that's what we need to do is help these seniors stay in their homes. But they are going to have 10,000 plus cupcakes.
Wow.
So you're going to have the option to eat as many as you want with a ticket purchase of only $20. Come in there and sample and eat as many as you want. I'll be giving out my own special cupcake award, but you're not going to want to miss this. It's Argenta Plaza, North Little Rock, on Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. The weather's going to be amazing. We are so excited to be a sponsor. There are going to be professional chefs and amateur chefs out there. So if you want to just have a good time, chill in that beautiful plaza, that's where it's at. Of course, I've got to give a shout out to Oakland for Rick Springfield because everybody wants to come see Jesse's Girl. I've heard tickets are very limited there. Are y'all going to go see that tonight?
It's actually sold out now officially, according to Wayne this morning. So it's sold out. It took a little while to do it, but I think it's going to be packed tonight.
Yeah. Big Rick
Crow. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a concert everybody wants to see. Iconic. He never ages. Like, I saw him at Barton Hall of Fame a couple years ago, and, I mean, he looked exactly like he did in his video in the 80s. So you're in for a treat there. But we've got a Magical Creatures Night at the Garland County Fair again in Hot Springs. Hot Springs has this going on. That's tonight, 6:30 day. And what that is dragons, wizards, fairies, mermaids, gnomes of all ages. They will be real-life unicorns there, fairies, events. I mean, so this is going to be fun for all little magical people for at 6:30 tonight, again, at the Garland County Library. SOMA, that's on the other side of Main Street. They're celebrating 20 years, so congratulations to SOMA and that development. Tonight they're going to be having their birthday party from 4 to 7 on the Main Street. You're going to have shopping, live music, food, art, community experience, and free birthday cake. So go check that out. They'll be singing happy birthday at 6 o'clock, but it starts at 4. We have the Arkansas State Fairgrounds is going to have the 24th annual Therapeutic Recreation Arts Festival. And Roger and David, that is a festival that helps kids with special needs. And we always need to have these events to elevate these kids and their families for everything they go through. But they're going to have activities, hands-on activities, foam projects. You can make necklaces, bracelets. They're going to have musicians, dance contests, and games and more. So this is free for your families. Just really come out and enjoy yourself. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. So it's going to be going on pretty shortly today at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. We also have Toad Suck Days. So that is going to be Uncle Cracker is going to be headlining this year. Shopping, carnival rides, children's activities, and of course the World Championship Toad Races. So you're not going to want to miss that. That starts today, goes all the way through Sunday, downtown Conway. Another incredible event in Hot Springs is the Hot Springs Jeep Fest. That is all weekend long as well. So you're going to have a poker run, which anybody in Jeeps knows what that is. You'll have the trail rides, meet and greet, show and shines, food vendors, and so much more. And that's going to be at the Garland County Fairgrounds in Hot Springs. And then I guess y'all been talking about the craft beer festival there at Oaklawn in the infield, David.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, they have that going on while you have racing happening. Yeah,
right.
Pretty impressive.
Right. You got like two events simultaneously happening in the same place. So there's going to be so much going on there. We also have the Bark in the Park on Sunday at MacArthur Park. So this is going to be for you to take out your furry friends at the Block Paw Tee, if you get it, their paws.
You get it.
So they're going to have dog parades, so much more. 12 o'clock on Sunday is formerly the Barkus on Main. This is what this was called in the past. If you loved that event, you can check out Bark in the Park on Sunday. Also, Miracle League Burger Competition, Cavanaugh Boulevard in the Heights. If you love burgers, this is where you can come out and try the world's best, because this is another one of the golden tickets to the world food. You know, I did that with the Pie Festival last weekend, and I think I ended up eating like 41 bites of pie, y'all.
Well,
so if you see me and I'm a little bit more squishy, then that's why.
Well, you work out hard so you can afford to eat more pie. We can't.
There you go.
I can't.
But this will be for the world and the – yes, you can. You're looking great, David. But this will be for the Miracle League Burger Competition, and it is on Sunday, so check that out. Again, if you want to check out the Delta Diamond Chef, it's Monday, Junior Achievement. Y'all, this is very near and dear to my heart. But on the state board, we are teaching kids financial literacy, and this is so important. These are the skills that the kids need to go and further their life, to understand what a credit score is, how to buy a house, the mentorships in the businesses. So this is what, that's near and dear to your heart, check that out. There are tickets still available to the Hall of Fame event on May the 7th, so you can check that out online. But we'll have all of this on aymag.com, all of the music, all the sports, and all the weekend events.
Also, Roger, we want to mention it's the fifth annual For the Love of Jeeps Trail Rides. You mentioned one in Garland County. There's
right.
one the New Blaine for the New Blaine VFW post 8383. You know, they've been doing that one for years.
We know them.
Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart. And
mm-hmm.
so, that's a 10 a.m. deal that goes to all the way till probably midnight. So raising good money for a good cause there at New Blaine VFW post 8383. All right, Heather, listen.
Thanks, Heather.
Keep up the good work. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.